and you knew when it was time to come home for tea because you were hungry. And sometimes if we were being really adventurous, we used to take jam sandwiches and a bottle of water off and we would disappear down to, like, Sewell. We were told never to go on the railway track, so needless to say, it was the railway track that we walked along to get to Sewell. We used to go in the chalk, in the quarries, and dig out fossils and things. And, of course, that was complete taboo, because it was private property. And you'd go home and your mum would say, oh, you've been in the quarry again. And you'd say, no, I haven't. And you've got these fossils in your hand. My mum worked for Skefco, and they did shift work, so they worked like 6 till 2, I think. So my granddad used to come up and look after me, and he used to collect, I thought it was poppy petals, but it was probably the whole poppy head. The fields all around where Manshead and Downside Estate, that was just all fields. And it used to be just masses of poppies grew. And he used to come up with his big sack and we used to go up and down the, I think they were potato fields, not 100% certain. And we just used to pick all the poppy heads and then take them to Flemings and Marchants. Flemings and Marchants had this whacking great big building, brick and wooden building, practically in the middle of the quadrant,